is Morning Edition on GLT. You're listening to the music of the Sammy Miller Congregation. The band leader says he began formulating the idea that jazz needs to return to its dance and entertainment roots while studying at Juilliard. The Sammy Miller Congregation appears at the GLT Summer Concert June 9th. Miller says his band is on a mission to put the generosity back into jazz and bring art back to the people.
I've always thought of jazz as a very accessible music, and it's always been about bringing in outsiders. It's always been about that, I feel like, in its inception. And somehow we lost some of that in the 60s and the 70s. And certainly by now, most young people have a negative connotation with the word. They think jazz, they go, oh, I don't want that. That's old people music or whatever. And so I just want to create an environment for people to have access to the music.
Where did that come from you?
I mean, when I showed up in New York, I just expected a different level of intimacy between listeners, jazz fans, and the musicians.
Such as, what do you mean?
I feel like a lot of musicians don't appreciate the fans that we do have. Like, you have the opportunity to do your favorite thing on earth every day, and make a living doing that. And I felt like we've pushed away a lot of audiences, honestly. So rather than complain about it, I was like, oh, I should just try to create a band that does the things that I'm not seeing. So very early on in my time in New York, and certainly by the time I was at Juilliard, I had my eyes on creating this band.
Ah, okay. Well, this whole idea of what you're doing kind of goes all the way back to the early 1900s, doesn't it?
When
jazz and dance and theater, they were kind of all together at one point, right?
Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah, it's not about innovating. It's just about understanding all these gifts from the past. I feel like that's what I'm doing. The more I study the history of this music and certainly of America, I'm just you understand how much all these different arts grew up together. And they sort of separated for a lot of different reasons, but I think jazz lost its sense, the notion that it's A, dance music, and B, that it's entertainment. And entertainment doesn't mean that it's not high art, and that's something that a lot of musicians, I feel like, forget.
Oh, by the right, oh, by the right, I ain't broken down and I ain't gonna sigh. Lift up these here bootstraps and lift them up real high, cause the blues don't bother.
It does seem to be a wall between the audience and the performers and a lot of jazz people, and that's how they look at it. And they look at people who are having fun as, almost clownish, and they don't quite understand that, you got to bring the audience. If you only have three people in your audience because they just don't give a rip about what you're doing, right?
Well, there's this idea that basically if the audience doesn't like it, it's because they're the ones in the wrong, right?
Yeah, that's the attitude, yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me. If people aren't eating at a restaurant, maybe the food's not good. Maybe we should make the food a little, in any other business, in any other thing, there is a notion that the market is dictated by what people want. And I feel like this music is so rich. It has such depth to it. It's such an easy sell, actually.
Well, and that goes to, do you get any negative feedback from critics or old curmudgeon-y jazz people that, because you are entertaining, because you dance, or because you've got musicians up in the balconies and doing stuff like that, do they give you a bad rap for that, or is that pretty much?
I've had my share of issues, yeah. And I just think if you're playing the music with a level of seriousness, you can critique it, but I'm building new relationships and making people who didn't think they liked jazz hear the music and actually be able to hear it. If you don't think that Louis Armstrong was theatrical, if you don't think that Duke Ellington, and each in their own way, these people understood it as entertainment. Let's not kid ourselves. All art is in some level, if you think it's politics, that's a different thing, but I'm trying to create art for aesthetic beauty,
Could you talk about how important it is to have, really talented musicians in your band that, that get the entertainment value, but they also have to play at a high level?
Oh, totally. I mean, I started the band at Juilliard, so these are certainly very serious, like, students of the music.
Right, right.
I think it's both, it would be disrespectful for me. Like, I care so much and so deeply about this music. Like, I would never present it in a way that wasn't honoring, like, in taking the music part seriously. Ask the guys in rehearsal. I mean, we spent a lot of time dealing with the music of James P. Johnson, of Scott Joplin, of Louis Armstrong, of Duke Ellington. You know, we take it seriously, like the different styles. And I've studied with a lot of people who know a whole lot more than me. But at some point you have to say, like, we have to train the next generation, or we have to, fans are not passed down. You know, each generation you have to create a new audience. Like, people don't like opera music just because their grandparents liked opera music. Like, it's the job of this generation to create something that people want to listen to, that feels socially relevant.
Music you're hearing is from Sammy Miller and the Congregation. This is GLT Sound Ideas. You must have either dove into some scholarly work on this, or maybe done some scholarly work yourself on what you're doing and why it's important to do what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of hours, more than anyone will ever know. But reading and watching videos and spending a lot of time with other historians. I spent a lot of time with Phil Schaap, was my professor at Juilliard, and Phil is one of my favorite jazz historians, and also Jeffrey Ward, who wrote the Ken Burns jazz series. And I think being around older historians who know a lot about this music, like, they've helped me in a way guide me towards the truth, and like to be able to not just accept like what other people say about what jazz is and what it means, mm-hmm. but to actually know, go to the source and see, like, oh, what did Louis Armstrong write about it? Like, what did Duke Ellington write about it? What kind of person was Bessie Smith? Like, what was there an irreverence in some of these people? Like, were they students of 19th century music? Like, everyone that I love, they went really far back. So I'm just trying to do what they do, not do at exactly what they did, but model myself after them.
Well, if you even look at old Duke Ellington videos, right, at the Cotton Club, he had dancers with him, and he had a lot of theatrical elements around him, right?
Totally. And in the music, I mean, there's in his music, the way he orchestrates, there's humor, there's playfulness. And I think there's, we lack some of that now in a lot of jazz.
Say, little Liza Jane, Jane, little Liza Jane.
Sammy Miller of Sammy Miller and the Congregation, our guest on GLT Sound Ideas. So what I've noticed is it seems like young people are bringing jazz back to life. There's a number of groups, a lot of them coming out of New York City. Maybe they played the subways, maybe they've been on the streets and or whatever, but they are doing what you're doing or doing it in a different way, but they're being entertaining in their own way. And is any of this being taught in school, or is this just something that, you know, the different players are going, we got to do something different?
Well, I feel like maybe in generations before there was an infrastructure. So like if you moved to New York when you were 18, there was a lot of bands you could join and make a living. But for our generation, we don't have that luxury. So in that case, you go like, okay, you got to start being kind of resourceful about how you can actually make a living doing this. And I think a lot of what's being created is extremely interesting and compelling because it's just so... it matters. Like, I mean, this is the difference between being a musician and not being a musician.